Imagine a senior financial analyst at this massive, multinational corporation, and they decide to quit.
Right. Happens every day.
Yeah, happens all the time. They pack up their desk, hand in the company laptop, and they walk out the front door. And, the HR department officially logs them as terminated.
They're out of the system.
Official.
Officially, yeah. But deep in the company's server architecture, because of just like a slight delay in some manual IT ticketing system, that analyst's login credentials for the central accounting database, they remain active for another 48 hours.
Oh man, that is the danger zone right there.
Right. So from their home computer, they log in, they access these highly sensitive quarterly projections, and they download
Look at
everything.
everything.
It is a complete nightmare scenario for any company. And the scary part for you listening is that this happens far more often than you might think.
Oh, absolutely. So we're looking at this massive stack of sources today that address this exact vulnerability. I mean, it's a vulnerability that has spawned this global market that is projected to hit $25 billion by 2026.
It is an absolute explosion in demand, honestly. Every enterprise on the planet is they're realizing that their traditional security measures are just completely failing them.
Yeah.
And the sources we're analyzing today offer this really fascinating hyper-specific window into how the tech world is scrambling to meet this demand. Like, we are looking at the syllabus, the testimonials, the underlying economics of a SailPoint certification training program.
Operating out of Hyderabad, India, right?
Exactly. It's offered by an institute called SailPoint Masters, which I think students also refer to as Brawley Academy in the testimonials.
Okay, let's unpack this because looking at these sources, there is this highly specific, very urgent detail right at the top of their marketing material. The next training batch for this specific SailPoint course literally starts today, June 22, 2026, at 11:00 a.m.
Talk about real time, right?
Right. It's a real-time snapshot of an industry that is just in overdrive. But I feel like before we look at how someone actually trains for this career, we need to extract the signal from the marketing noise.
For sure.
We really need to understand the technology itself. Like, what actually is SailPoint, and why are these massive companies throwing billions of dollars at it?
So, to put it simply, SailPoint is an enterprise-grade identity and access management platform, or, IAM, as the industry calls it.
Right.
And often, when people outside the cybersecurity bubble hear identity management, they immediately think of, like, a password vault.
Yeah, or like a single sign-on screen, just remembering your passwords.
Exactly. But it is much more foundational than that. SailPoint doesn't just store your passwords. It governs the entire complex web of who has access to what.
Okay.
Its core function is to basically guarantee that the right people have the exact right access to the right resources at the right time. And importantly, for the right reasons.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The source documents actually detail two primary platforms they use to achieve this. You have Identity IQ, which is their traditional, highly customizable on-premises solution for companies hosting their own servers.
Okay, the old school physical server approach.
Right. And then you have Identity Now, which is their modern software as a service platform that's built entirely for the cloud.
Right. So to visualize the mechanics of this, for anyone listening, we aren't just talking about like putting a padlock on the front door of a company network.
No, we don't.
It's more like this dynamic, omnipresent security detail inside a massive, highly classified corporate facility, like a bouncer.
I like that. An ultra smart bouncer.
Yeah. The system doesn't just check your ID in the lobby and wave you through. It continuously follows you. It knows that you're allowed in the general cafeteria and maybe the marketing department's shared drives.
Right.
But the second you try the digital door handle on like the encrypted HR payroll database, it blocks you. And if your manager suddenly transfers you to a different division, that invisible security detail instantly strips your access to the old marketing drives.
And it automatically hands you the keys to your new department's files.
Yinsoft.
That is exactly how the architecture is designed to function. It manages what the industry calls the joiner, mover, leaver
The
process.
joiner, mover, lever process.
Yeah. But the sheer scale of modern corporations is where this gets incredibly complex.
Well, I have to imagine that scale creates a massive operational bottleneck,
Oh,
right?
massive.
Because if you look at modern security frameworks, specifically like zero trust models, where the operating assumption is that your network is already hostile and a breach is actively happening, you have to verify every single request.
Every single one.
So if a global bank has, what, 80,000 employees, you simply cannot have a human IT team manually reviewing every single folder permission or room entry. The math just doesn't work.
It really doesn't.
So how does this platform keep up without just grinding the company's daily operations to a complete halt?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, that bottleneck is precisely what SailPoint's advanced automation is designed to eliminate.
Okay.
They don't rely on human IT help desks, manually approving endless spreadsheets of access requests anymore.
Yeah.
The source material actually highlights their integration of AI-driven identity analytics.
Interesting. AI is everywhere now.
Exactly. The software uses these machine learning algorithms for automated role mining, access predictions, and continuous anomaly detection.
Let's drill down into that a bit. How does the AI role mining actually function in a practical setting, like day to day?
Okay, think about a company hiring 50 new data analysts across different global offices.
Right.
Instead of an IT manager manually guessing which 40 specific software tools, databases, and VPN portals a standard data analyst needs.
Which would take forever.
Right, the SailPoint AI just analyzes the existing access patterns across the company network. It looks at all the other currently employed data analysts, runs a clustering algorithm to find the overlapping, say, 95% of permissions they all share, and establishes that as the baseline profile.
Oh, wow. So it just figures it out automatically.
Exactly. So when a new analyst is hired, the system automatically provisions that exact baseline of access.
That's incredibly efficient.
Yeah. And conversely, if one of those analysts suddenly tries to download a massive terabyte-sized file from a server they haven't touched in 3 years, the anomaly detection flags it.
And blocks them.
It instantly revokes access pending a manual review.
And when you look at the industry use cases mentioned in the text, you start to understand why the stakes are so high and why, you know, this IMM market in India alone is projected to triple by 2030.
Triple. It's wild.
It is. Like in the healthcare sector, hospitals use SailPoint to manage staff access to highly sensitive patient records. If a nurse finishes a rotation in the psychiatric wing and moves to pediatrics, their digital footprint has to instantly reflect that reality.
Right. Otherwise, the hospital is in severe violation of privacy laws.
Exactly. And in the finance sector, global banks rely on this exact automated governance to prevent unauthorized insider trading access and to maintain strict compliance with international regulators.
Yeah, the fines for messing that up are huge.
A failure in the system doesn't just mean a locked laptop. It means millions of dollars in regulatory fines.
Which perfectly explains the immense pressure on the supply side of the labor market right now.
How do you mean?
There is a critical global shortage of skilled engineers who actually understand the underlying architecture of these IAM platforms. You can't just install SailPoint out of the box and turn it on.
Right. It's not like downloading an app on your phone.
No, it has to be deeply integrated into a company's existing, often very messy, digital infrastructure. And according to these documents, Hyderabad has strategically positioned itself as a major incubator for exactly this kind of specialized talent.
Which brings us directly to the training ecosystem itself. We have this 2-month intensive program running out of SailPoint Masters to bridge that knowledge gap.
Yeah.
And the source notes that the primary instructor, Mrs. Dinesh Kumar, has over 12 years of deep IAM experience, and she has personally trained over 4,500 students.
That is a staggering number.
Just as a data point, yeah, that is a huge number of engineers entering the global workforce from a single classroom environment.
It really illustrates the scale of the upskilling economy in India right now. And when you look at the syllabus she's teaching, it is dense.
Oh, I bet.
It is structured across 9 highly technical modules. To give you a sense of the architectural depth, an entire module is dedicated purely to configuring what SailPoint calls the Identity Cube.
The Identity Cube. I mean, it sounds like an artifact from a science fiction novel.
It really does.
But from what I'm reading, it's basically the absolute engine of the whole platform.
It is the central nervous system. The Identity Cube is the mechanism for the aggregation and reconciliation of user data.
Okay, break that down for us.
So you have to understand that enterprise data is incredibly fragmented. An employee might be listed as Jonathan Smith in the Workday HR system, but their email in Microsoft Active Directory might just be J. Smith.
Right.
And their login for the legacy SAP financial software might just be like user 409.
Complete chaos.
Complete chaos. So the Identity Cube runs correlation rules to pull all of those disparate, messy data points from across the entire company network and mathematically reconcile them.
It stitches them together.
Exactly. It stitches those fragments together to build one single, comprehensive, 360-degree digital identity for that human being.
So it's basically establishing a definitive ground truth for who a person is across a dozen different software languages.
Yes. And without that ground truth, nothing else works. Once the identity cube is configured, the syllabus moves into designing role-based access control, or RBAC, and configuring segregation of duties policies, known as OD.
I want to highlight the mechanics of segregation of duties, because the engineering logic behind it is actually fascinating.
Super clever.
Right. Take a corporate finance department. You have the software permissions required to create a brand new vendor account in the system. And then you have the software permissions required to actually approve and cut checks to vendors.
Okay.
If the same human being holds both of those permissions, they can quietly create a fake vendor company, approve a massive payment to it, and just route the money straight to their own bank account.
That is a toxic combination of access.
Exactly. It's a huge fraud risk. But the SOD policies in SailPoint are engineered to physically prevent the system from ever assigning both of those permissions to a single identity cube. It structurally eliminates the opportunity for fraud.
It just won't let it happen.
Right. But I have to stop you there. Because anyone who has spent time looking at tech boot camps, you know, there is a massive gulf between a syllabus that looks impressive on paper and what actually happens in the classroom.
Oh, for sure. The industry is full of fluff.
Exactly. The market is flooded with courses claiming to offer enterprise-grade training that ultimately turn out to be like a glorified video playlist where you just click through a slide deck and memorize vocabulary words.
Yeah, multiple choice tests.
Right. Does the source material provide any real evidence that these students are getting their hands dirty with the software, or is this just theoretical?
Actually, the documents emphasize a really heavy bias toward practical application, mostly through their mandatory capstone projects.
Okay, so they actually build things.
Yeah, the curriculum is not just theory. The students have to build a fully automated access request automation system from the ground up. They're required to develop custom application connectors.
And building a connector isn't just checking a box in a menu, right?
No, not at all. The text specifically highlights building integrations for Active Directory, Workday, and SAP. You are essentially writing the translation layer that allows SailPoint to reach out and manipulate the data inside a completely separate piece of third-party software.
So you are building the actual infrastructure you will be hired to maintain.
Yes. They also have to architect a full cloud identity governance implementation using Identity Now for cloud environments like AWS and Azure.
Wow, that's heavy stuff.
It is. And you can see the results of this practical engineering focus in the student testimonials.
Mm-hmm.
There's a detailed review from a student named Sneha.
Right, I saw that one.
Yeah, she openly admits she had very little understanding of how IAM tools functioned in the real world before the course. But she notes that the trainers specifically used real-world architectural examples from active finance and healthcare projects to demonstrate user lifecycle management.
Which is huge, because contextualizing the technology changes everything. It's the difference between just knowing which button to click to provision a user and really understanding why a hospital administrator will face an audit if you configure that user's access window incorrectly.
Exactly. Another student, Mina, she specifically highlighted the structural progression of the training.
What did she say?
She pointed out the careful step-by-step transition the curriculum takes. So, starting from the foundational architecture of the on-premises Identity IQ and scaling all the way up to configuring advanced automated access review campaigns and generating complex compliance reports for auditors.
So we have this dense, highly practical curriculum that directly addresses a massive $25 billion security vulnerability for modern enterprises.
Yep.
But we have to look at the economics of this from the perspective of the learner. Let's talk about the actual return on investment for you, the listener, if you were to pivot your career toward IAM.
The numbers are really interesting here.
Yeah, we need to break down the upfront costs, the certification ecosystem, and the ultimate financial payoff in the job market.
Well, what's fascinating here is how the Institute has tiered the financial investment to capture different segments of the market. It's highly flexible.
Okay, how does it break down?
The entry-level option is the video recording plan, which offers lifetime access to over 80 pre-recorded classes and the materials for the capstone project. That runs 7,999 rupees.
Roughly 8,000 rupees for the self-paced foundation. I mean, that is a remarkably low barrier to entry to get your hands on actual enterprise software training.
It really is. The middle tier is the online course, which brings in live interactive classes, daily session recordings, and weekly mock interviews. That's priced at 24,999 rupees.
Okay, so about 25,000.
Right. And their premium tier, the classroom training, includes physical offline support, one-on-one mentorship, and dedicated soft skills training. That caps out at 29,999 rupees.
Even at 30,000 rupees for the top tier, if you compare that to a traditional multi-year university computer science degree, the capital investment is minimal.
Completely minimal.
But the documents do note a crucial caveat regarding the actual certifications, right?
Yes, and prospective students really have to understand the distinction between the training institute and the software vendor itself.
Right.
When you finish the two-month program in Hyderabad, SailPoint Masters gives you a course completion certificate. However, the official globally recognized credentials, like the badges you actually put on your resume to pass the HR filters at Fortune 500 companies, those are controlled entirely by the SailPoint Corporation.
Oh, so you have to pay them directly to sit for those exams.
Yes.
And because it's a proprietary enterprise tool, the vendor basically holds all the leverage on that pricing.
Exactly. They set the market rate. Based on the 2026 India pricing detailed in the sources, those exam costs scale steeply with the seniority of the certification.
How steep are we talking?
Well, if you're taking the baseline SailPoint Identity Now Administrator exam, the cost is $250, which is roughly 20,750 rupees.
Okay, that's almost as much as the course itself.
Yeah. And if you are aiming for the top of the pyramid, the expert-level SailPoint Identity IQ Architect certification, that exam fee jumps to $450, or roughly 37,350 rupees.
So what does this all mean? If you are investing 30,000 rupees into the classroom training and potentially another 37,000 rupees into the official vendor exams, I mean, you are taking on real financial risk here.
You are. It's a real investment.
But the marketing material boasts a staggering 91.32% placement rate for these students.
Yeah, that number is huge.
What are the actual market forces driving that placement rate? And what kind of salary numbers justify this upfront investment for someone living in Hyderabad in 2026?
So the ROI is driven entirely by risk mitigation. Companies are absolutely terrified of a data breach, so they're willing to pay a premium for the engineers who can prevent one.
Makes sense.
The financial realities for these roles are exceptionally strong. For an entry-level professional, meaning a fresher, or someone with 0 to 2 years of specific SailPoint experience stepping into a junior developer or support engineer role, the average salary ranges from 4 to 7 lakhs per annum.
Which is a very competitive starting point for someone potentially transitioning from just a general IT background.
Definitely. As you move into the mid-level with 2 to 5 years of applied experience handling IMM engineering or acting as a business analyst, the compensation jumps to between 7 and 12 lakhs per annum.
Nice.
And for senior professionals experts with 5 or more years of experience operating as SailPoint consultants, project leads, or full system architects, the salaries start at 12 lakhs and easily scale past 20 lakhs per annum. Yeah, these are the individuals designing the complex implementations for global conglomerates and managing entire teams of developers.
And the sources provide a really compelling case study demonstrating that this specific career mobility isn't restricted to people who already have, you know, elite computer science pedigrees.
Right, the story about Krish.
Exactly. There is a testimonial from a student named Krish. He was working in just a standard tech support role handling basic IT troubleshooting, and he recognized the ceiling on his earning potential.
He hit a wall.
Yeah. Through this two-month program, utilizing the live capstone projects to build his portfolio and relying on the Institute's dedicated placement officer for mock interviews, he successfully pivoted his entire career trajectory and landed his first role as a dedicated SailPoint developer.
It's basically a perfect microcosm of the hyper-niche upskilling economy right now.
Totally.
It proves that the market values demonstrated capability over traditional credentials. I mean, if you can configure the identity cube and build a functional API connector, the industry needs you.
So we started this deep dive staring at a massive, somewhat abstract number, a $25 billion projection for the global identity and access management market.
Huge number.
But by unpacking this single training syllabus in Hyderabad, the mechanics behind that massive valuation become crystal clear. We explored how the traditional corporate security model, you know, building a massive firewall moat around the castle, is completely obsolete in an era of cloud computing and remote work.
The castle is gone.
The castle is gone. We looked at how SailPoint's Identity IQ and Identity Now platforms utilize advanced AI role mining to act as this omnipresent automated security detail tracking every movement inside the network.
Mm.
We broke down the engineering reality of the training, from aggregating messy HR data to building custom software integrations, and we mapped out the real-world economic payoff for the engineers who master these tools.
You know, if there is one overarching principle to take away from all these sources, it is that digital identity is the new security perimeter.
Period.
Period. Protecting the digital footprint of the workforce is no longer just some administrative IT task. It is the most critical security function of the modern enterprise.
Yeah.
And mastering the governance of those identities makes you an invaluable asset globally.
It fundamentally changes how you view a simple corporate login screen. But as we wrap up, there is one fleeting detail buried in the source text that completely shifts the paradigm again, and I haven't been able to stop thinking about it.
So yeah, what did you find?
So the documentation explicitly notes that SailPoint is designed to manage and govern both human and machine identities.
Okay.
Now, we just spent this entire deep dive talking about human beings. Joiners, movers, leavers, nurses switching hospital wings, financial analysts moving to new departments, human beings who need access to folders, who take vacations, and who eventually retire.
Right.
But as enterprises increasingly deploy AI agents, automated bots, and algorithmic trading scripts to do the daily heavy lifting, those non-human entities require digital identities too.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
They need network access, database permissions, and API keys just to do their jobs.
And that introduces a completely different scale of risk to the architecture.
Precisely. Go back to our metaphor of the omnipresent security detail tracking you through the corporate facility. It is one thing to govern a human employee who occasionally clicks the wrong folder, but what happens when the entity requesting access is an AI agent?
An entity that never sleeps.
Never sleeps, never takes a coffee break, and can process millions of access requests and data transfers in a single second.
It's terrifying, actually.
It is. How will future IAM systems and the engineers currently training in places like Hyderabad ensure that a rogue automated bot doesn't somehow gain unauthorized access to a company's deepest, most sensitive secrets at lightning speed?
Right.
As you think about the future of this $25 billion industry, I will leave you to mull that over. How do you build an automated bouncer smart enough to guard the network against an invisible ghost?
That is the next great frontier of enterprise security, without a doubt.
It certainly is. Until next time.